Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing fine wherever you are. Actually, amazing wherever you are. My name is Boom Shika, and I welcome you to my channel. I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I do appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this one, I want to speak to you guys about something that affects almost all INFJs I know. It's a really big one for us, yeah? And I haven't done a video on this in the past, and I'm surprised I haven't, because this comes up so often for me that it's really a major part of our personality, and something that actually creates a lot of friction between us and the people around us, because we're not aware of it ourselves unless we are aware of it. And then so we're not openly communicative about it, and so that's why it creates strife, it creates friction between us and the people around us. Basically, the idea is that INFJs get emotional, extremely emotional, when they get tired or burned out or exhausted, when they push themselves beyond their limits, when we just are not taking care of ourselves enough and we're not doing enough self-care, we're not taking enough time out for ourselves, when we're just not basically taking care of ourselves properly. and we get to a point where we're depleted, when our battery's just done, we're just done with the world, done with the people in general, what happens is that we get extremely emotional. And it's funny to me, because I'm observing this right now and within me, is that, or I'm kind of going back in hindsight and looking at how I've dealt with it in the past, and I notice that when I'm tired like this, and I've been pushing myself, I've been working really hard, I haven't been getting my massages, I haven't been eating properly, drinking enough water, things like that, I'll notice that I'll just really get emotional about everything in my life. I'll just start hating everything in my life and start wanting to run away from everything in my life. And I've noticed this quite often in other people, in other INFJs as well, where, you know, we're just tired. You know, it's just that we haven't been taking care of ourselves. That's the basic essence of it. Maybe we're sick even, you know, but the major thing that comes out of it for us is I hate the world. I hate myself. I hate everything in the world. I hate everything that I'm doing. I don't care about any of my projects anymore. I don't want to do anything related to my work anymore. I don't want to do any videos. I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to sit in my cave and cry about boohoo, poor me, blah, 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 right? And so we do this quite often, right? The problem is, and the problem that I've noticed for myself is that I don't realize that it's not that I hate my life or I hate the people around me or I hate the work that I'm doing. It's that I am tired. I am tired. That's all it is. I'm exhausted. And if I could just take a few moments, a day or two, to take care of myself, I wouldn't hate YouTube videos all the time. I wouldn't want to do them again because I love doing them. I wouldn't hate the people around me because I do love them. I wouldn't hate my family because I do love them. I wouldn't start hating my apartment and wanting to move somewhere else because I like my apartment. And I wouldn't start hating Chiang Mai and wanting to move somewhere else because I love Chiang Mai, right? But this kind of reaction, this really out there reaction, that really over the top reaction, it happens because we're tired. You know, we're just tired on the inside, mentally tired, physically, spiritually perhaps. We're just not taking enough care of ourselves. We're not giving ourselves enough time and space to be on our own, to process things. And all of that results in this overreaction to everything in our life. Yeah. Unfortunately, what I've done in the past with this overreaction is that I believed it. I believed it. I believed it. I believed that I did not like the place I was in anymore. I believed that I didn't like the relationship I was in anymore. I believed that I didn't like the job I was in anymore. And I started changing things around. Right, I quit my job, I quit my relationship, or I quit the place I was living in, and all of a sudden my life is in shambles. It's just chaotic. But what I really needed was time for myself. What I really needed was, you know, to take care of myself. Instead, I just put more work upon myself, and that just makes me more mentally exhausted, more physically exhausted, spiritually exhausted. And instead of taking care of myself, I'm getting more exhausted and hating the things around me even more. Right. So that is not a good idea, obviously, because not only is it not good for us, but also creates a lot of chaos in our life, a lot of disharmony in our life that we do not need, that we do not like, that is not good for us. It's not good for us at all, right? In general, what my suggestion for you is, and for myself, is when you are feeling this way, when you are feeling this extreme anxiety and extreme hatred and extreme dislike for everything around you, nothing satisfies you. The food that you normally love to eat, you hate. You don't want to eat it anymore. The people that you normally love to hang out with, you just despise them. You just want to crawl away from them, far, far away. The people, the things, the situations, the places, everything that you were like fine with it a day ago, maybe 2 days ago, or maybe a week ago, all of a sudden everything irks you. When you get to that point, obviously you've gone far beyond your depletion mode. You've been pushing yourself way too hard. And the essence of the idea is that just come back to yourself, and instead of changing everything right in this moment in time when you're too tired to do it and not thinking straight, just take some time off for yourself. A couple of days, even a week is okay right now because you really need it. Take that cocooning time. Take that cave mode time. Take that time for yourself. Take care of yourself. Take a bath or buy something nice for yourself. You know, get a dessert, you know, chocolate cake or something that makes you really happy. Go for a long walk in nature. Do something really soothing, really calming, really self-carry. And you probably know what works best for you. For me, the best thing is when I get into this mode, I close my door. You know, I sit in my room, I sit in my cave, and I switch off all the lights. I like complete darkness, and I'll have a little lamp on, and I'll sit in my bed, in my cozy blanket, covering myself up, and I'll read manga for hours on end, literally hours. I'm just sitting there for hours and hours and hours, and then I'll sleep, and I'll sleep for a long time. I will not wake up for at least 10 to 12 hours, and then I feel that I'm ready. Then I like, all right, I feel better now. Ah, interesting. I don't hate everything anymore. It feels okay. You know, everything feels all right all of a sudden. Everything feels okay. Everything feels not irksome, you know, not hateful. It just feels okay. And so a lot of times I notice this very easy big transition happens just by taking a few hours off for myself. Now, I'm more of an extrovert than you guys are. I have more of a battery, I think. And so if you're more of an introvert than me, you might need a week to recuperate, right? When I had my dengue fever virus last year, it took me 2 weeks to recuperate from it. I literally needed 2 weeks off from everything. I did not go to my yoga classes. I did not go meet my friends. I did not go to any events. I just sat at home, did my work a little bit, and just sat and read manga, sat, ate food, read manga. That's it. That was my life for 2 weeks. And that's when I was able to be like, all right, cool, yeah, I think I'm all right now. I think I feel good. I feel I can go back into the real world and I don't hate everyone. I don't hate everything. Yeah. So I really do recommend that you try as much as possible to observe this within yourself. It really is important. A friend of mine recently, an INFJ friend, a female INFJ friend, shared this with me as well. She's like, you know, I had a fever and I'm sitting there after, well, I was sick and thinking, I hate my job and I don't like what I'm doing anymore and I want to change my job and I don't like my apartment and I want to move somewhere else. And she's like, I realized that it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't that I hated everything. She's like, I took a few moments out for myself and I took care of myself. And I was like, let me think about this when I'm better. Yeah. Let me think about it when I'm recuperated, when I am rejuvenated, when I'm back to normal. Then I can really think about it. And then I can be like, if I still hate my job, if I still hate my apartment, then I can change. But right now, let me take the time to be by myself and to take care of myself. And that's basically the idea of this video. You know, if you are feeling that extreme anxiety, extreme discomfort with your life in general, and you hate everything, you hate everyone, just take a few moments for yourself. You know, take a few days, a few weeks, whatever it might be, whatever you need. And after that, after you've recuperated, after you've just taken care of yourself and rejuvenated yourself, after you've your battery's up back almost to 90% or 100% even, when you're at that moment, then you can really think about it again. Okay, all right, now I feel better. I'm not tired anymore. I'm not sick anymore. I've taken care of myself. So what's going on with me? Do I really hate the relationship I'm in? Do I really hate that person so much? Or do I still enjoy being with them? Do I really hate my apartment so much? It seems like a nice place to live. Why am I so angry about it? And so at that moment in time, if you do hate something still, and you're like, no, I really don't like this, then yes, of course, do something about it. Change it. Remove it from your life. Throw it away. But if you're like, yeah, I was just being overdramatic, I was just having an overreaction, I was just being crazy in my head, then you could step back and say, okay, cool, that's good. I don't need to change anything. I just need to take better care of myself. I just need to be more careful about not depleting myself. I need to remove more stuff from my schedule and have more self-care time. That's the basic essence of it. We're just not taking good enough care of ourselves. No one else is going to do it for us. We have to do it for ourselves. People will just keep on taking from us our time, our energy, if we let them. So we have to be the one who said, no, I'm putting a stop to this. Enough is enough. I've given you enough already. I need my time on my own. I need to take care of myself. You need to step away and give me that time and space. All right? Difficult to say, but as it gets time goes on, it gets easier. It does really get easier. It's very easy for me now to be like, Mom, I know you're angry and upset right now, but I am not in the right mood right now. I need to stop this conversation right now. I will call you tomorrow once I've had some rest. And she might be angry about it. She might be upset about it, but it really does work because tomorrow when I get up, I'm in the right state of mind. I'm not exhausted anymore and I can have a really good conversation that actually leads somewhere. It's not just going round and round in circles and being tired about it, right? So please do try to take that moment for yourself and really realize that this might just be my craziness and not the truth, not the reality of things, okay? I hope this makes sense. Please do comment below if you have any questions about this. This is a big one. This is an important one for us to think about. So it's important that you get it. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel,
Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.